This is the Horse Radio Network. Merry Christmas, everyone. By popular demand this week, we are bringing you a special holiday treat. We have heard from many listeners that wanted us to combine all of the singing and poem voicemails from Radiothon into one episode. So we have taken some of them from the last 2 years and put them together in this special Christmas episode. We hope you enjoy the talents of our listeners as we present this fun creation. Thank you so much for listening and for being the best audience in podcasting. Next week on most of the shows, we'll have the annual All Hosts episode for you. These voicemails the last 2 years on Radiothon were sponsored by horselovers.com. The support of our sponsors is critical to our programming. I know it is a little late for buying gifts from horselovers.com, but you can still get a gift certificate. Head over to horselovers.com right now to get that gift certificate to fill in the gap gift buying list. Not only will you be giving a gift certificate for one of the largest online stores of equestrian goodies, but you'll also be supporting a business that supports the programming you love. Thanks for your support of our sponsors. Visit horselovers.com today. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Have of course a horsey Christmas, looking through your pony's ears. Ride through snow and 10 below until the weather clears. Podcasts of HRN playing as you ride. Laugh so hard you find yourself falling off the side. Merry Christmas to the horse world. May your horse be safe and sound. Give a candy cane to all the pretty ponies around.
Merry Christmas, Horse Radio Network, from Linda in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Hello, Jamie. Hello, Glenn. Hey, in the control booth, Coach Jen. Full of wisdom, y'all are funny, and your advertisements make me spend my money. Horsey husbands, Dr. Ying, Elena too, they make me sing. The crew down under joins the fun. So many awesome shows, I just can't pick one. Eventing show, dressage too, horsey driving for you to do. Debbie's tips keep you in the saddle. Marketing show, you know it ain't no prattle. Need those equines in our life, and Tigger tells you how to feed them right. Morning, evening, not enough to squeeze it all in. It is so tough. Your podcasts, they are so very clever. I learned so much that I never knew I needed to know, like the sheath cleaning song from your shows. Thank you so much for the lessons. I think you all are sent from heaven. Just when I needed my 4C fix, I found HRN in my podcast mix. Hey, HRN family, wishing you all joy, peace, and love now and all year long.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made
what can I give him? This is Elizabeth Harrison, Georgia. Every day I look at your picture and wonder how it would have been. God called you back to heaven at 3. He must have needed you then. I know you were greeted by grands, Annie and Santana, great grand Dusty, and the rest who have crossed the Rainbow Bridge from here. Sometimes when I ride your brother's sport, it seems you're watching so near. Your confirmation was so beautiful, gait so lofty and elegant, and your spirit was always, let's go. Sport has talent for sure and does love to jump, but when it comes to dressage, he pretends to catch on very slow. I never found the cause of your injury, just fenced off that area for the deer. In my dream, Star, you're all grown up and trained, ready for Rolex without any fear. It's a fantasy ride now, Star, but someday I'll join you and we can go circle the stars and jump the clouds. Until then, know you're loved and still missed. Hugs and pats from Brandywine, and know Mom E is proud.
Hard to be a Jew on Christmas. I'm the only one that's here on HRN. And Jamie, Jen, and Glenn had just one thing to ask of me, but I couldn't come up with a stupid song that should have pleased. And I whisper and pleading, please, Leslie, don't fire me. I'm a Jew, a horsey Jew, on Christmas. Now Hanukkah is nice, but why is it that it comes without those sweet candy canes? And instead of eating them, my horse is chewing on my sleeve, and without the fuzzy stocking, my stall front looks quite empty. And can somebody please tell me where to make yarmulkes for horses? 'Cause I'm a Jew, a horsey Jew. I'd be merry, but I'm Hebrew on Christmas.
Oh, starry night, the barn is brightly shining. It is the night that our dear pink gives birth. Laid out in straw, as Jamie stands and watches, till it appeared a healthy, strong foal. He tries to stand, and Jamie cries with joy. Chestnut and crow, just like she always wanted. Tonight he's born. Rolex is our future. Rolex, Rolex, oh, Rolex is where we're bound. Merry Christmas from Woodbrook Stables in Lakewood, Washington, everybody.
You've heard Philip and Wendy, sometimes Coach Jen, Debbie, Helena, let's not forget Glenn. But do you recall the most famous show host of all?
Hedwig the Pomeranian from the Healthy Critters Show tackles all the tough questions Jamie Jennings doesn't know. All of the hosts adore her, even with the funny name. Hedwig the Pomeranian joins in all the HRN games. Then one frosty Christmas Eve, Glenn came home to see the host had wrapped his gifts in gold underneath the Christmas tree. Now Hedwig the Pomeranian is on the Healthy Critters Show. She'll answer all the vet questions Jamie's never knows. All of the hosts adore her when she yips and barks with glee. Hedwig the Pomeranian is making podcast history.
Hi, this is Jamie, Elva, and JP from production at BioStar. We have been busy elves in the BioStar kitchen making sure we have plenty of stocking stuffers for our healthy critters. We are so excited that we want to sing a song to everyone listening.
We made optimum liver treats, buckaroo stew, BioStar Bites, colostrum to put in our holiday totes with Tigger's Book 2.
Happy holidays from BioStar to you.
Horse people know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. ovationriding.com.
For life, when all tinder så knöre går, så är lustiga vara en gång blott om året så, en fröjde för jul vi får. Femte fålen apelgrå, rider ju Staffan själv upp på, stjärnor tindra så klara gossar lustiga var en gång blott om året så en fröjde för jul vi får.
Hello, I'm Bill Officer. I want to wish everybody on the HRN network a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I've compiled a few little parodies here to sing to you. Bear with me, this was short notice. You better look out for really bad ads and get them in soon, and you might be glad, because Jamie and Glenn might read them on air. Craigslist is the best place, other ads may do. If it is the funniest one, they'll send a gift to you. Oh, you better practice hard. You need to jump high. You need to run fast. I'm telling you why. Because eventing season's coming to town. The judges know if you are cheating. They'll know if you're a fake. They'll judge you if you're bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Horse poop smells. It won't go away. Oh, what fun it is to clean horse stalls every day. Thank you, God bless, and Merry Christmas, everybody.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look at the bit of Britain, glistening once again, with leather reins and silver curb chains aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight you'll see are the horses that will be out your own front door. A pair of Cavallo boots and a pony that scoots are the wish of Wendy and Glenn. Horses that rock and will go for a walk are the wish of Jamie and Jen. And Philip and Reese can hardly wait for showing to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one out fox hunting as well. The sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the sleigh bells will start. And the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Right within your heart. Merry Christmas.
This is If I Only Had a Horse by Betsy Swanson. If I had a dog or kitten, I'd feed and hug and kiss 'em, but I'd rather have a horse. Birds and bunnies, snakes and fishes would not satisfy my wishes, 'cause I really want a horse. I would love a big black Frisian with flowing hair all waving, or little dapple gray. Appaloosa, Roan, or Pinto, Buckskin Bay, or Palomino, just as long as it's a horse. A horse I can depend on to take me for a ride, or one that I could hitch up for a drive, or rescue one that needs some love. I could ride dressage at Devon, my style would impress 'em, or trail ride with my friends. I'd jump any kind of fencing, I might even try eventing if I only had a horse. I'd look awesome riding western with my buckle and my Stetson, we'd win the pleasure class. I could spin and slide in raining, rope a cow or do pole bending if I only had a horse. Non-horse people can't believe it, they don't see why I need it, the muck, the sweat and hair. But I'm happy at the farm, my therapist lives in the barn, and she whinnies just for me. A friend I can depend on to chase my blues away. I can get high just from smelling hay. You see, of course, I need my horse. My parents thought that I'd outgrow it. They really should have known it would never go away. Now I'm a grandma over 50 with a horse who's really nifty, and I love her every day.
The Horse Radio Network. It's a place we all love as we clean out our barn stalls or have feed bags to shove. When we plug in those headphones, the time passes fast. With Glenn, Jen, and Jamie, each chore seems a blast. Though each episode's fun, what's amazing to me is each time I hit listen, I'm learning, you see. From makeup to mustangs, or sheath cleaning, too. From beet pulp to bridles, so much learning I do. The guests are amazing, from all walks of life. Some English, some Western, but rarely there's strife. This place brings us together, it breaks down the walls. It reaches the horse world, it touches us all. So why don't you listen? That's my question for you. There's 5,000 options, so pick one or two. And join us, the family of HRN Land. Time spent here's exciting, and the ride has been grand. I hope you guys have a great day!
Radiothon 2016. Just want you to know that I am listening. All the way from Hawaii, in paradise you'll find me. My favorite show is Horses in the Morning. Glenn the Geek and Jamie Jennings make me laugh in the mornings. They asked me to say my fantasy ride today. Latigo Donna, a.k.a. Hollywood from L.A.
Mele Kalikimaka!
Hi, everybody. This is Celeste from Virginia. I'm calling to wish everyone at the Horse Radio Network a Merry Christmas, and I have a little song for the Hit'em crew. So this is going to be the Horses in the Morning, 12 Days of Christmas. On the 12th day of Christmas, my horse husband gave to me 12 squeezy buns, 11 tubs of Nalax, 10 easy signs, 9 ovation breaches, 8 tax store gift cards, 7 biotic 8 packs, 6 back on track wraps, 5 flexin' forks, 4 heated buckets, 3 barn cats, 2 puppy dogs, and a weather beater blanket. Happy Radiothon!
On the 12th day of Christmas, my barn mate showed to me 12 ropers roping,
11 trainers training,
10 hunters jumping,
9 mares be offing,
8 kids a grooming,
7 stalls need cleaning,
6 foals a sleeping, 5 snaffle bits,
4 neighing colts,
3 French mares,
2 Cleveland bays,
and a saddle from horselovers.com.
Happy holidays!
I want a Hanoverian for Christmas. Only a Hanoverian will do. No thoroughbreds or dinky Shetland pony. I want a Hanoverian to play with and enjoy. I want a Hanoverian for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use a dirty chimney flue. Just leave him in the barn, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping to the barn. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a Hanohero standing there. I want a Hanoverian for Christmas. Only a Hanoverian will do. No quarter horses, no Arabians. I like those Hanoverians, and Hanoverians like me too.
The sky is still dark when I feed in the morning. Snow and rain often fall without much of a warning. The horses stay warm by standing together and munching on hay regardless of weather. Their warm breath leaves crystals of ice on their whiskers. I'm almost too tempted to break out the friskers. Cold winter months will now drag on forever, but horses in the morning will hold me together. Tips from Coach Jen and her guests, revered trainers, and Jamie and Glenn are such great entertainers. If not for your programs to keep me connected, to racing and training and horse health protected, I surely would die from my horse husband's bray. Those heaters, the light bill, and how much is hay? This goes on till June, if we're lucky, just May. Grateful I am for my podcast and Bluetooth to uphold my spirits while shoveling the hay roof. Connecting to horse peeps and all types of info is good for the soul when it's 5 below 0. Season's greetings to all, and one last thing to say, a flex and fork this year would sure make my holiday. Merry Christmas to all on the Horse Radio Network. We listeners appreciate what you do to keep us all in the loop.
Scooter the hothead pony had a very steamy head. And if you ever drove him, you would probably wind up dead. All of the other ponies used to play and flick their manes. But Scooter the hothead pony would bite and buck and rear again. Then one balmy no Florida night, Glenn Hebert came to say, Scooter, with your head so hot, are you gonna pull my cart or not? Then all the ponies loved him. Glenn Hebert shouted out with glee, Scooter the hothead pony, you didn't even injure me. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays to all the listeners of the Horse Radio Network from your friends at Kentucky Performance Products. Kentucky Performance Products cares about the health of your horses and knows you do too. May you and your horses and ponies have a very happy and healthy holiday season and a fun, equine-filled new year. From all of us at Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com. Happy holidays, everybody.
Jen and Glenn go way back when, before a podcast was even a thing.
Glenn said, Jen, don't see other men, and on her finger he placed a ring. Then one day Glenn said, I got this idea in my head, and Horses in the Morning was born. Next thing you know, HRN was formed. Now it's Radiothon 2016. They've got the best sponsors we've ever seen. They let the auditors try products out, and we love them all without a doubt. Now 10 programs later, and 36 co-hosts, over 5,000 shows, air from coast to coast. Thanks for all your hard work. We laugh at bad ads and crack up at those jerks. Can't wait to see what next year brings. Interviews, news, and lots of things. Oh, Radiothon 2016 got the best sponsors we've ever seen. They let the auditors pry products out, and we love them all without a doubt. Yes, we love them all without a doubt. Hey, we love you all without a doubt.
There once was a geek named Glenn, who married a riding coach, Jen. From the stable they scoop, much more than poop. Who would have guessed the outcome back then? Educate, enlighten, entertain, from cheese to pulling a mane. Reviewing tack that is newer, or fancy forks for manure, your enthusiasm doesn't wane. Providing advice from training masters, through our horsey disasters, Jamie and the auditors sharing their saddle sores. You have become our friends, dear podcasters. I guarantee I'm not feeding baloney. Instead, sugar plums to equine, fat or bony. Horse radio I call to say blessed Christmas one and all as I jingle the bells on my pony.
You know Danik and Klausie and Famke and Froki, Hollis, Serena and Finn and Barencha. But do you recall the most famous Frisian of all? And I don't mean Frederick the Great. It's Wouter the Red-Nosed Frisian, had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other Frisians used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Wouter join in any Frisian games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Wouter, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the Frisians loved him as they shouted out with glee, Wouter the Red-Nosed Frisian, you'll go down in history. Happy holidays, everyone, from all the Frisians at Mountain View, especially Wouter Van Zampat.
Hello, Glenn and Jen. I'm calling to say which horse I would ride on Christmas Day. There's Voltaire, Allegro, or Seldom Seen. How about Snowman, Gem Twist, or one that belongs to the Queen? What about Secretariat, Seabiscuit, Man of War, American Pharoah? Oh, the great thoroughbreds, there's so many more. How about a movie horse like Trigger or Bullet? Joey, Mr. Ed, or Maximus might do it. When I look in my heart, I choose my own little paint. He's everything to me, although far from a saint. This hardy South Dakota Mustang, many miles we have covered. My Christmas Day ride is my own horse, I've discovered.
Fantasy ride would have to be on a little mare that means a lot to me. Her dapple coat and eyes that cared, I want to tell you why I love this mare. Neglected and sad she was bought, misery was to be her lot, until one day that little mare came to meet a girl who felt the same. And as they saw into each other's heart, from that day on, they'd never part. And as they grew and began to shine, riders and horses would come in lines to race that girl and her little mare. Just try to beat them. Go on, I dare. For the love they shared had given them wings, and with that little mare she could do anything. And on her back she could run far away from words that cut and bruises that stayed. Even though the girl had thought that she had saved that mare she bought, the little mare scared and abused, but it was the girl that had been rescued. And so you see, even though we have never met, I don't think I can ever forget the story told to me from one or another of how that little mare saved my mother. My fantasy ride. Thank you, Misty.
Every horse down in Horseland liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch, who lived just north of Horseland, did not. He stood there on Christmas Eve hating the horsies, staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown at the warm, lighted windows below in the barn. Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here. For tomorrow all the horsey girls and boys would wake bright and early. They'd rush for their podcast players, and then all the noise, noise, noise. They would play their horses in the morning, their stable scoops, and their dressage radio shows. Why, for 8 long years I've put up with this now. I must stop Christmas from coming. But how? Then the Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea. He dressed up with a Santa suit and snuck into the barn. He took every podcast player. He threw them into a muck tub, onto a ramshackled sleigh that was hooked up to a pony called Scooter. He took off with the Grinch and the players to the top of Mount Crumpet, where he, the Grinch, finally got Scooter to stop it. With the podcasts all gone and the horsies leaving their barn, the Grinch thought how sad everyone would be. That's a sound I just must have to hear. The Grinch put a hand to his ear, and what happened next, they say in Horseland, a podcast player turned on. Then the driving show started to play. He listened and liked it so much he quickly signed up, and an auditor he became. He returned all the players and got one himself. Welcome Christmas, bring your cheer to all horsey lovers far and near. Welcome Christmas while we stand heart to heart and hand in hand.
Hey, Horse Radio Network family. I just finished riding my horse. I'm here at the barn, and I thought this would be the perfect time to sing you a little Christmas song. This is a song that makes me very happy at this time of the year and just makes me feel so peaceful. So here we go. Okay. All right. Ready? Go. Silent night. Ah! Shush, shush. What the? Shush it. Shush it up. Okay. Sorry. Holy night. What the? Knock it off. Shush. Oh. Sorry, guys. Jeez. Okay. Forgot where I was. All is calm. Whoa, what the? Oh, my God. Okay. I gotta go, guys. I'm really sorry, but Merry Christmas, everybody.
My dear Horse Radio Network, I have received and read all the letters which you and your hosts have written me by the hand of your horses and ponies, as well as the ones from your listeners and auditors alike. While the hoofprints and shavings make them difficult reads, I have heard all your horsey wishes and needs. So for all the hosts and fans, I grant you these. For Glenn and Jen, your fearless leaders, a day off, you busy beavers. For Jamie Jennings, the eventing gal, you get to ride the Rolex with one of your trusty pals. And Wendy Ying, go for a drive through the snow to hear the sleigh bells ring. Now for Helena B., who calls Newport home, a night on the town, so go on and roam. We can't forget Philip and Reese, who are masters of dressage, for you both need a massage. For Debbie Laux, the join-up queen, a willing partner with a coat that gleams. There's Max and Joe, who run the eventing radio show, for you shall have a cross-country full of snow. And Mike and Casey, who know everything rodeo, a system with perfect audio. Then Tigger and Patty, who keep all our animals happy and healthy. This show will make you wealthy. Then there are all the guest hosts, who help Glenn on Jamie's day off. A bunch of Uncle Jimmy's squeezy buns in a golden trough. And finally, your listeners and auditors, who come in many sizes and heights, for all the shows to play well into Christmas night. I hope that all the days be filled with equine friends, and that you have some more two-legged ones as well in the end. A Merry Christmas to all, from your jolly friend, Santa Claus.
Dashing through the snow, on a one-pony open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, chuckling all the way. For Jamie's at it again, making spirits bright, of that girl tales and adventures on Thor tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun it is to laugh along with the Hit'em crew today.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. Oh crap, there's a big semi. Hold on. Girl.
I don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toys. I want a Hanoverian to ride with and enjoy. I want a Hanoverian for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind, do you? He wouldn't have to use a dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the barn door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes and see a Hanoverian right there. I want a Hanoverian for Christmas. Only a Hanoverian will do. No crocodiles. No rhinoceroses, I only like Hanoverianses, and Hanoverianses like me too. Happy holidays!
This poem is called California Christmas, and it was written by my halflinger mare, Anka. Christmas in California is my favorite time of year, with peppermints and crisp apples spreading lots of good cheer. California rain and cool weather keeps the trails looking fine, perfect for riding and my mom's habit of drinking red wine. The expensive grass hay is so crisp and so green, and the mud makes it impossible for me to stay clean. When the daytime temperatures hit a high of 45, my mom bundles up and refuses to come outside. Merry Christmas from me and my pony in North Fork, California.
Dashing through the snow on a one-pony pulled sleigh. Over the hills we go, laughing all the way, ha ha ha, bells on Lucky's ears, ring making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to laugh and listen to HRN today. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. If only we had room for all the hosts on this little sleigh.
I really should ride.
Maybe it's cold outside.
This horse needs some hay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been so very nice.
I'll hold your hands, oh, your nail's not nice.
My gelding will start to worry.
Cowgirl, what's your hurry?
My mare will be pacing the stall.
Why can't you be the
so
girl at the
really
mall?
Really, I better scurry.
Cowgirl, please don't hurry.
But maybe just a ride, I won't fall.
Why are all the horses so tall?
Horses might think,
baby, it's bad out there.
I'm lost in the drink.
Those horses are fat out there.
I wish I knew how.
You got the horse gleam now.
I love the smell.
I have to say, on a horse you are swell.
ought to say, whoa, 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 sir.
Can you and that horse get
any
closer?
At least I want to get in a ride.
The horse is really hurting my pride.
Oh, I really must go.
Dang, horse wins again.
I don't care if it's cold outside.
Hanukkah is a festival of light. Instead of one day of presents, we get eight crazy nights. If you feel like the only kid at the barn without a Christmas tree, here's a list of other equestrians who are Jewish, just like you and me. American Pharaoh lights the menorah. Amen Zayat spins the dreidel on the flora. And guess who drinks manna shavits? Dressage great Robert Dover and Margie Angle Ahitz. Georgina Bloomberg's half Jewish. And you know, I'm half Jewish too. So put us both together, and that's one horse crazy Jew. So many Jews are in the horse biz. George Morris isn't Jewish, but I heard his accountant is. So put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. It's so much funnicka to celebrate Hanukkah. So put your helmet on a cup and ride a lip is on a cup, but only if you wanna have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah, guys.
Santa baby, just slip a saddle under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight, Santa baby, a gooseneck and a four-wheel drive too, steel blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight, think of all the sleep I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you'll check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, valet gross trot. Now really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight, Santa honey, one little thing I really do need, the deed to an Ocala farm, Santa honey, so hurry down the chimney tonight, Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a trip to Rolex and checks. Sign your ex on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with a gift certificate to Dewberry. I really do believe in you, so let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, an indoor ring. And I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
Saddle, we spend Christmas Day driving the cattle over snow-covered plains. All of the good gifts I've given today. Ours is the sky and the wide open rain. Back in the city, they have different ways. Football, eggnog, and Christmas parades. But I'll take my saddle, I'll take the reins. It's Christmas for cowboys on the wide open plain. Stars overhead are our Christmas tree lights, and the wind sings a hymn as we bow down to pray. It's Christmas for cowboys and cowgirls today. Tall in the saddle, Christmas Day, driving the cattle over snow-covered plains. So many gifts have been opened today. Ours is the sky and the wide-open rain. It's Christmas for cowboys and cowgirls today. Ours is the sky and the wide open rain. Merry Christmas.
Hark, the podcast voices ring. Horse Radio Network headed by Glenn. Stable Scoop leads the way. Helena B is super sassy. Hit'em wakes us all from slumber. That girl moments, Thor adventures. Coach Jen guides the way, bringing bad ads on Friday. Coach Jen steers the ship, shows us all good horsemanship. Reese and Philip teach us all about passage and shoulder in. Dr. Wendy drives the car, Chinese medicine for our heart. Jess and Samantha too, road to Rolex, don't lose a shoe. Every month special episodes, Mary Kids Miller and Hubbies too. That's the HRN crew. We want you to know we appreciate you.
I think I speak for most of the listeners when I say thank you for 8 years of great times, fun shows, excellent information, and community. Merry Christmas.